It's Tuesday, November 23rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The long holiday weekend brings warnings of profitable ransomware. And will iPhone customers repair their phones? This is the Business of Tech. CISA and the FBI issued a warning reminding critical infrastructure partners that the U.S. holiday weekend is ripe for cyber actors. That's backed by data. Security professionals report that 86% are missing a holiday or essential weekend activity with family and friends. Oh, and 70% report being forced to respond to a ransomware attack while intoxicated to get the job done. Almost three quarters at 72% of small and medium businesses report more cybersecurity concerns than they did a year ago. Much of that concern stems from experience. As more SMBs have sent people to work from home because of COVID-19, just more than half at 52% have dealt with a cyber attack in the last year. 10% suffered more than 10 hacks. Those stats come from a new report, The State of Cybersecurity in SMBs in 2021 and 2022, conducted by software developer Devolutions. New rules for banks finalized last week. They must report major cybersecurity incidents within 36 hours. Beginning in May of 2022, financial executives will need to be more forthcoming about computer system failures and interruptions, such as ransomware or denial-of-service attacks that have the potential to disrupt customers' abilities to access their accounts or impact the more extensive financial system. The UK's National Cybersecurity Center says it warned the owners of more than 4,000 online stores that their sites were compromised in Magecart attacks to steal customers' payment info. These hacks compromise online stores to harvest and steal the payment and personal information submitted by customers at the checkout page. A scheme to lure insiders into deploying ransomware on employee systems has led to an arrest. Customers of the cybersecurity firm Abnormal Security were sent emails with the subject partnership affiliate offer, requesting that the recipient consider becoming an accomplice in a cyber attack. The motivation? Desperation. The 23-year-old suspect was focused on raising money for a startup. Ransomware is now lucrative for the gangs conducting those attacks. They're repurposing their teams to deliver more victims. This in a new report from Sophos. Sophos said that ransomware is becoming more modular, with different groups specializing in particular elements of an attack. It's also pointed to the linked rise of ransomware as a service, where criminal gangs can purchase access to tools to run those ransomware attacks when they lack the technical ability to create those tools themselves. These so-called ransomware affiliates don't even have to find their potential victims. The ransomware ecosystem is developed so that they can go to other groups who specialize in gaining access to corporate networks and who will sell that backdoor onto them. But what's changed now is that ransomware developers are using this as a service model to optimize their code and get the biggest payouts, offloading to others the tasks of finding victims, installing and executing the malware, and laundering the cryptocurrencies. Why do we care? Friends don't let friends solve security issues drunk. More seriously, tactically, make sure you're ready for the long holiday weekend in the US, as that's a thing and should be factored in. Strategy-wise, understanding the enemy continues to be critical, in the way they are more organized than most think. This is not random. The move to work from home and COVID accelerated a trend, not creating one. Those stats about hacks would have happened, just potentially slower. Don't be distracted there, and instead note how reporting and legal obligations continue to grow. We're slowly moving further and further down the road to being a regulated industry. I covered the changes to Apple's repair programs last week. Here's some additional perspective. According to research by Consumer Intelligence Research Partners, that research suggests that almost all iPhones in use display in usable condition. And most iPhones have battery in usable condition too. 12% of iPhone displays are cracked but usable, and just 6% are unusable and need replacement. 26% of iPhone batteries provided battery life lasting half a day without charging, and 14% need to be set every couple of hours. Battery replacements are likely among the most common repairs, but comparatively few active devices need replacing, either of these parts subject to high wear and tear. The small number of active devices in need of replacement parts, combined with the fact that many users will not be comfortable completing their repairs, indicates that very few iPhone users will take advantage of the self-service repair program. Why do we care? Two reasons. First, I don't expect this change to open up a massive market. It's not the point of the right to repair. It's about independent shops having options and about consumers having a choice. That leads to competition, which is good for the market. Second, measuring active devices misses out on ones that were decommissioned too early. It's a big hole in the data. Note that this was iPhones in use. The goal of the right to repair is to extend the lifespan of these devices. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. I will be back again tomorrow to round out this short week in the U.S. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.